of hearing the truth shall soon close. This is what Peter also said. I have told you what Paul said. I have told you what Isaiah said. I have told you what Jeremiah said. I am telling you again. What I've told you what Titus, I've told you. Now, Peter again. So it's not only me. It is any true preacher of righteousness. See what is happening in the body of Christ. We react in the same way. And if you are listening to me, you are getting angry. It is because your source is not heavenly. It's not heavenly. You are not from a heavenly source. You are not. That's why you are angry with me. Any preacher listening to me or watching this tape or you hear any day and you get angry with me, you are from Cain. You are a serpent seed. Because they hate truth. Instead of you to repent. I'm telling you this not to condemn you. I want you to know something you are doing is wrong. Change. God did not give you that anointing to lead people to hell. You are not a son of perdition. He called us to lead the people to heaven. Instead, you are leading people to your pocket. It's wrong. That's why a preacher imagine that the Christianity has degenerated to a level where a preacher, a pastor's testimony is the number of cars he has since he started the ministry. I can't beg. Since I started the ministry, I can't beg. How you go beg before? Nobody, all the tithe and offering, nobody they get them. The houses, how you fly first class with the people's offering. You are flying first class. And that is your testimony. I know how when this ministry started, and now. It's a shame if that is your testimony, you're a miserable preacher. The testimony of a Christian preacher, what gives us joy is that right before your face, a sinner was converted to a saint. That is what gives a preacher joy. What gives us joy? That's the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there is no preacher that stands for truth that will suffer poverty. No, that's the truth. Before we read, can I give you one scripture? This scripture was quickened to me 2 weeks ago. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. See, verse 9. Chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Listen. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Listen, it's a common scripture. What did Jesus Christ become? He was made poor. So that through his poverty, what will happen to us? We might be rich. That is perfect. That is correct. What of this other scripture in chapter 5? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The last verse there, verse 21. If you are there. For he had made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? He did not know any sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, it is not only poverty. He became poor so that we can become rich. He also became sin so that we can have the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness also was exchanged for sin as poverty was exchanged for riches. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you holding Obadiah verse 17? But upon Mount Zion shall be what? And what? Why are they not mentioning holiness?
Why are you mentioning only deliverance and possessing your possession and skipping holiness? You are not sincere.
You are not sincere. You are not sincere.
The benefit of Calvary includes righteousness, a life of holiness. It flowed from the cross on Calvary. He became sin that we might have righteousness. He became poor that we might be rich. He exchanged his poverty for, took away our poverty and nailed it on the cross on Calvary. He took away sin also and nailed it on the cross on Calvary. If you don't catch that, you will continue to be misled by all these ahimases. Ahimases. I was trying to say what Peter said. Peter, praise the Lord. The same thing Isaiah was screaming against. The same thing Apostle Paul was screaming against. The same thing Jeremiah was screaming against. The same thing Titus was screaming against. This is what Peter has to say from verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people in the wilderness. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who prevalently shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Merchandise. Commercialization of the gospel. Whose judgment now of a long time lingered on, and their damnation slumbered on. That is the certainty that the judgment is coming upon them. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them unto chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the whole world, but saved Noah, an eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lusts of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are carrying Bible. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. If not, why will Robert Lardon speak like that concerning a star messenger of the age? Why will Olukoya Ashimolowo speak like that concerning a servant of God, a dispensational minister? Whereas angels, see, I am calling their names because they wrote books. I've made comments concerning William Branham. So they spoke to the whole world. Therefore, I am entitled to call their names and answer them. Without apology. I wish one day I will see them one-on-one. Maybe after I speak with them, they will write another book to apologize. Nobody has stood against the ministry of William Branham and prospered. None. None has spoken against the ministry of William Branham and prospered. None. Several examples in the days of William Branham and the horrible things that happened to them after. People don't know. Which verse, Joe? Verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power, greater than these servants of God,
and might. Bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But this, as natural brute beasts, that is how angry Peter is against them. He called them beasts. Made to be taken and destroyed. Speak evil of the things that they understand not. And shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. As they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes. Spotting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. Beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which are forsaking the right way and are gone astray. Doing what? Following the way of Balaam. He can do anything as long as you give him money. He can do anything as long as he can get money. The son of Bozo, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Anytime you go and charge anybody money to minister to that person, the spirit upon you, the spirit that was on Balaam. Whatever money you collect is a wage of unrighteousness. They are paying you for an unrighteous act. And unfortunately, even in this ministry, it still takes place. That's why I believe that this Bible is true. This Bible is true. This Bible is true. Every day, God has used this church to confirm to me that this Bible is true. That the church is a mixed multitude. Wheat and tares. And there are serpent seeds through exist. And let me tell you, serpent seeds, if you are looking for serpent seed, you don't look for serpent seed in the occult region, among armed robbers. Serpent seeds are not there. I don't know how many people will understand what I want to say now. I am more revelated than that. See, occultic groups, that is not where serpent seeds are. Where is the Antichrist coming from? The church. The church. Hallelujah. Serpent seeds operate in the church. Under the pillar of fire, right before God's face, am I my brother's keeper? You keep asking, where is he? He sees nothing wrong. Before God, instead of him to repent, he's challenging God. Am I my brother's keeper? He was not talking to a man. To God, they have no fear of God. No respect. There is nothing in them to repent. That is why I said they are serpent seeds. No matter what I preach here, you expect repentance. Instead, they will change the style of operation. Hallelujah. But the foundation of God standeth. Sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 says so. And he added, let them that nameth the name of the Lord do what? Depart from iniquity. Let them that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Don't follow these tares and serpent seeds. Don't act the way they act. Every man will go the way it's written of him. If there's something in you, you will repent. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 15 again. They have forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water. Ahimas. well without water. Well without water. Eh? They think that he is a servant of God. And you go there to draw the water of life, that you might have eternal life. You go there and see it is a well, it is a ministry, but there is no water. Wells without water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wells without water. Which verse? 17. Clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity. So I think you watch them on television every time. Great swelling words of vanity. They are allowed through the loss of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that we are clean escape from them who live in error, while they, such ministers and pastors, promise them liberty. They are promising their congregations liberty. They themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as some of you have done, coming this far, receive the grace of God, receive anointing, you see vision, you see angels, you pray, you bind, you cast, you lose, and you are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end of that person is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. One more. 2 Timothy. One more, 2 Timothy. I'm telling you the message. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. Let me read from verse 5. Let me read from verse 1. Sir. This know also, that in the last days, are we in the last days? Do you believe we're in the last days? Perilous times shall come. That is, dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. That is, selfish spirit will exist at the latter end. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy, without natural affection. That's why you have homosexuals and lesbians. And that is an abomination to be a lesbian. It's an abomination to be a homosexual. What makes you think God will spare you when he did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah? Was it not the same thing they were doing that brought down the wrath of God? And you sing, yesterday you reign, today, you are the Lord that changeth not. While you are singing, do you know what you are saying? You are the Lord that changeth not. You did it yesterday. Papa, come and do it again today. Hey, he said fire homosexuals. Yesterday, today, come and reign forevermore. Amen. The problem with us is that we are serving a God that is so patient. Ah! And it is that patience that people are taking for granted. And they don't know. Now that patience is to enable God, let you know the reason why he will send you to fire. If it's one time you did, now you can say a mistake. You did it. You went to church. You had a message. You went back. Instead of repenting, you changed your boyfriend instead. Instead of repenting, you changed his style. Okay, Shana, because they see me now, they talk. I go make sure they don't see me next time. It's true. And this God is seeing you. Is there anything you can do that God will not know? So who are you fooling? So that when you will be crying, God will let you know why he cannot have mercy on you. Because he gave you, it was his mercy that stretched forth his patience like that. It's not that he's happy with you. He's not happy with you. He does not desire that any man, any sinner should die. His desire that every sinner will come to the saving grace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever. And so he left it open for everybody to enter. But you chose rather to walk away like Cain walked away. What mercy again are you looking for? What mercy? What mercy are you looking for? You see? No fear of God anymore. Because his patience, his judgment is not swift. Oh! I wish God gave us the power. And I have that power. To see you where you dwell. I go wrong, go there. As soon as the dwell finish, your man who will die that day. Forever, he can't enter another one again. But God knows how we are, so he didn't give us the power. It's true now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where am I? Verse 3. Okay, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They have a way of discouraging anybody they see spiritual around them. A fellow church member will be telling another one. A sister was telling a brother in the IT department. He said, "This is why they think God, this is why they say, hey. We don't do them before. We don't do them before. We are on fire past yourself. Before we come, take an easy. Oh, take an easy. This is your own. You're overdoing it. Despisers of them that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And that is, see, there are two iniquities that are the commonest in the church of Jesus Christ. Number one is fornication. Number two is lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. How do I know? How long do you stay in God's presence in a day? And how long do you stay watching football, watching home movie, watching pleasure on television, watching television, nonsense programs that have nothing to do with your spiritual life? That is how you will know whether you fall within this category or not. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. It's true. Your business appointment, chap, you arrive there 30 minutes before time. But on the day of fellowship, brother, sister, when did you reach church here today? Today. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. God is secondary. That is the reason why God gave them Ahimasis, pastors that will make sure they don't stay in God's presence for more than 2 hours in a service. First service, 7 o'clock. 9 o'clock, second service. 10 o'clock, third service. 11 o'clock, fourth service. 12 o'clock, fifth service. Don't waste the people's time so that they can go and have pleasure. And you think it is God you are serving. Of course, he has no message. So why will he be telling them? See, since when I've been telling you a message now? Are you tired? You cannot be tired because I'm not speaking my own words. You can't be tired. You can't be tired. I'm not speaking my own words. I am speaking by the unction of the Holy Ghost. I am speaking, thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the message for today. It is the message. I have a message. Those who went to churches today and they closed after 1 hour, the pastor had no message. Here, I have a message. I have a message. I have a message for you. Listen. Listen to verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such, what should you do? From such, what should you do? That is the end time message. The end time message is the shout. God gave Cushi to David. Joab gave Cushi to David. God sent William Branham. They have a form of godliness. Hallelujah. He was, see, church, listen. Hey, I don't know if you will catch this thing. William Branham, the message he sent, he did not send it to the denomination. He sent the message God gave him to the seed of God that are in the denomination. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are destined for. Praise the Lord for the original. Oh, the original. That's the message. The original. Embrace truth.
Come out of the doctrines of men and hold to Bible doctrines. And if you come back to the Bible, then you will understand as you come here why there is no woman pastor in this church. Come back to the Bible. It's the message. Come back to the Bible. It is the message. It is nothing new. God only says, God did not give William Branham any new message. It's the same old message. Isaac digging back the wells of his fathers. That the Philistines stop with earthly doctrines. Digging them again, those same wells that the fathers drank and were able to go along the journey again without weariness, without murmuring, without complaint. He, Isaac, the promised child, dug the same wells again in Genesis 26. And the same names that the fathers gave, he gave the same name. That is why we baptize like they baptize in the Bible. They baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. We baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we don't have a headquarters anywhere. And that's why we stay with the fivefold ministry. You are either an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher. That's why there is no reverend doctor here. Oh yes! That's why there is no reverend doctor here. For somebody hearing us for the first time, reverend doctor has nothing to do with Christianity. Has nothing to do with Christianity. Has nothing to do with Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why in this church our women don't wear earring. Oh, earring, we trace it in the Bible, is a sign of slavery. A slave that refused freedom was asked to wear earring. Ask your neighbor, sister, you they wear earring. Ask her, ask her, ask her, ask her. Hallelujah. That's why in this church, it is not a one-man show. It's not a one-man show. It's a one-man show. Not a one-man show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why in this church, women take their position. They take their position. A minister that left this church. I told you he visited me day before yesterday. He ran away from his wife. He has started his own church somewhere. But the wife still ran to me, complaining that the man has run away from the house. He doesn't know where she's living. I sent for him while she was in my house. He came. What did happen? He said that imagine that in his church, he preaches against women wearing earring, women wearing trousers. He said, do you know that this woman pierced the ear of his daughter and put a ring there? When he is preaching, his daughter, they run up and down, they play. They run, they play. After they left, I told my wife, I said, I nearly slap her. Hallelujah. Church, brother, let me tell you. Amen. That brother can put away that woman and marry another woman. Hallelujah. A woman that does not recognize your authority as her husband, she is not worthy to be your wife. Ahasuerus, blessed be the name of the Lord. Queen Vashti was put away so that another one will replace her for disobeying her husband. Church, listen. Hallelujah. Anyway, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Christianity has reduced to it doesn't matter. There are things that matter. I say obey. I mean obedience in righteousness. Because it's not every man that even is worthy to be obeyed. We know that one. Hallelujah. But sister, whatever reaction you are reacting to a man, let it be a reaction that even heaven will back you up. Hallelujah.
that error. Come out of that error. Come out of her, my people. That is thus saith the Lord. And don't be partaker of her sins. Come out of her. Come back to Bible Christianity. And in this age, God raised a man. Our Cushi. We thus saith the Lord. They reject him. But he's the one that showed us the way. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Forever I continue to thank my God that he loved me so much until he did not make me to be a religious Christian. He made me to see the light for this age. That's why that love that he showed me, I want to reciprocate it. I can't come this far and joke with my eternal destination. The greatest love God can show to any believer in this age is to make you see this entire message. It is the final bus stop for salvation. Therefore, Robert Liardon, you are a liar. Let us rise.
Hold down, oh, wait.